I'm going to do our children's message for all of us, and I'm going to be talking in the sermon in a minute about God's election or God's choosing, right? That God has chosen us. And so what I have in here, I'm not going to give this away, but I have a choice to make, and I'm going to ask someone which they would choose. I'm going to go to Sue Strauss and say, I have a Christmas bear, and I have a SpongeBob SquarePants. Which would you choose? The Christmas bear. That's nice. And see, isn't it a lovely Christmas bear? It's very nice, and it's got a wonderful red color. I'm going to hand it to you just for now. So if she took the Christmas bear, guess what's left in here? SpongeBob SquarePants. And she chose wisely, because this is one of my dog's toys. And so this particular SpongeBob is a little slimy, and it's very dirty, and somehow he's missing a leg. Usually the dog chews the eyes out, but this time she chewed the leg. So did you choose wisely? And so what's funny about it is we would say it's a wise choice, because we would tend to say, isn't this is a lovely bear, and this is a what? A filthy, a wounded, that's a good word, thank you. This is a wounded SpongeBob. And so we would tend to choose on the basis of looks, cleanliness, beauty. Isn't that how we choose? Aren't you glad this morning God doesn't choose that way? Aren't you glad? How did God choose? Who are we? We're kind of SpongeBob-y sometimes, right? And we forget this. We think, if I make myself good enough, God will love me. I'll be a pretty bear and God will love me. And God has looked at us and says, do our lives have hurts in them? Things that we've made mistakes? Yeah, and who does God love? He really loves both, right? But in a church, if your life's been like this, hey, great, enjoy, right? But a lot of us have had this one right here, right? Isn't it the case, like when we're a boy or a girl and mom and dad clean us up in the morning and we go out and play outside, how do we come back into the house? Dirty and messy. Does mom still love us? Yes. Thanks be to God, she does. That's a depiction of God's holy love. God takes this SpongeBob and says, I'm going to call him as my son, right? And he calls this bear too and says, I wouldn't have that bear too. So thanks be to God. The Bible tells us that God chose, but he doesn't choose on a human basis, right? We tend to choose on the basis, let's be honest, sometimes kind of superficially, right? We do choose that way. Whereas God has called out of love and mercy and calls both to salvation, right? Okay. I always say to the kids, thanks for coming up, but I was talking to you. I was like, what do I say next? What I say next is, let's sing the hymn of the day.